Why does it say straight out that Lavan is a Ramai? He's a tricker. He's deceitful. He deceives. Why do we have to couch that in a remez of a Lashon of Arami? Why do we have to say that he's somebody who's from Aram, and playing around with the letters of the word, we understand that Lavan is somebody who's deceitful. Why hide that? So there's a beautiful Vart that Rav Shalom answers this with. Lavan wasn't as deceitful as you would think in his own mind. Lavan was deceitful not just to all of the people around. He was deceitful to himself. He tricked himself. He led himself astray. In fact, he turned it around. He said, how in the world could I give my daughter, Rachel, the younger daughter, how could I give her away before Leah, the older daughter? That's not Derech Eretz. That's not the way we act. And in fact, when Yaakov used the Lashon Lama Rimisani, why did you deceive me? Listen to this answer. He tells him, we don't do this bimkomenu in our place. It's not the way we behave. It's halacha, it's a minhag. How could I do this to you? He didn't present it, he didn't hide it. Of course I gave you the older daughter. That's our minhag. That's what we do here. He made it into a mitzvah. I want to veer off for 1 minute and think about ourselves for a minute. How many times do we turn things into mitzvahs when they're really not? When we excuse things we do. The most famous example, Lashon Hara. Well, it has to be said because it'll help somebody. I can't go and daven with the minyan now because my parents asked me to do something for them. Keep it avo aim. I could always daven by myself. I don't have to go through a litany of examples. We all know in our own lives that we've sometimes taken the concept of what is wrong or not appropriate, and perverted it, turned it around, and turned it into something that we said, it's a mitzvah, I'm doing the right thing. Who are we tricking? We're not deceiving Hashem. We're not deceiving other people. We're deceiving ourselves. We don't even look at it as being wrong, because we have a good answer. We have a good response. Let's look at the other side for a minute. Esav. Esav is called a Rasha. Why? He had taivos. He had desires to do things. He went after his heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara. We didn't ask for it. Esav couldn't hold back. Why is he called a Rasha? Is he so much worse than a Lavan? I don't know. Not up to me to compare Esav and Lavan. But there's something we might be able to learn out. Esav and Yaakov, two brothers, many people make a mistake. They think that Esav and Yaakov were very different. Esav and Yaakov, the Medrash says, in numerous places had very, very similar personalities. They both had the same taivos. Your taiva is the exact same as his, maybe in a different area. But your taiva, your desires, are the same desires or on the same level as somebody else's. His might be for one thing, yours might be for something else. We all have a taiva. Yaakov Avinu, when he fought with the Malach, it says he wrestled all night. He was a fighter. Yaakov Avinu said, I know who I am. I can't be deceitful and say it's okay. Yaakov Avinu said, it's a fight every day, every minute. It doesn't end. Esav had those same taivos. Esav, we all know, till the age of 13, you couldn't tell the difference. Esav Harasha got to the point, and he said, the worst thing. And if you didn't listen till now, ask everybody in this room to listen up to this one thing. Esav said, I give up. Esav said, I can't do it. Esav said, there is no way. A Jew who gives up hope turns into a Russia. Because then nothing matters. You can't do it. Look at examples. In the real world, about people who could have given up. Bill Gates. Famous story, dropped out of school. Macy's department store. Its founder was a failure numerous times. I could go on and on. The list is endless. One of the wealthiest women in the world, Oprah Winfrey, had a horrible teenage time. Look how successful she became. In deference to Rabbi Hochbaum, who gave the Jets a chance this week against New Orleans? They went out, I admit it, and they played the better game. They could have said, I give up. They could have said, we don't stand a chance. Look, a number of weeks ago, talking about football, you had the best team in the sport, arguably the best team in the sport, playing without a question, probably the worst team in the game. What they call the betting line was over 4 touchdowns. And anybody who may have seen that game, at the half you looked at it and said, what? This team is supposed to roll over and die. The fact that they lost is immaterial, but they put in the effort. Every day is a new opportunity for success. I want to share with you a short story from the Rashbats. He lived in Russia. He told over a story of a wagon driver who lived in Russia. And in those days, in order to make a parnasa, to make a living, you'd have to get up in the middle of the night.